Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, Yamaraj instructs his messengers. Text number 13. Yo namabir vachi janam nijayam Nijayam Badnati Tantriyam Eva Dhammabir Ga Yasmai Balim Ta Ime Namakarma Nibandha Badhash Shakita Vahanti Yo Nama Birvachi Janam Nijayam Vadnati Tantriyam Eva Dhamma Birga Yasmai balim tai me nama karma
Yasmai balim tai me nama karma
Nibandha badhas chakita vahanti
Nibandha badhas chakita vahanti
Yo nama birvachi janam nijayam
Yo nama birvachi janam nijayam
Badnati Trantriyam Eva Dhamma Birga
Badnati Trantriyam Eva Dhamma Birga
Yasmai Balim Taime Nama Karma
Yasmai Balim Taime Nama Karma
Nibandha Badhas Chakita Vahanti
Nibandha Badhas Chakita Vahanti
Yo nama birvachi janam nijayam
Nama birvachi janam nijayam
Nabadnati tantriyam eva dhamma birga
Badnati tantriyam eva dhamma birga
Yasmai balim taime nama karma
Yasmai balim taime nama karma
Nibandha badhas chakita vahanti
Nibandha badhas chakita vahanti Yunama birvachi janam nijayam Yunama birvachi janam nijayam Badnati tantyam ibadama bhirga
Badnati tantyam ibadama bhirga
Yasmai balim taimi nama karma
Yasmai balim taimi nama karma
Nibandha bandhas chakita vahanti
Nibandha bandhas chakita vahanti
Yo nama birvachi janma nijayam
Yo nama birvachi janam nijayam
Badhanti tantriyam eva dhamma bhirga
Badhanti tantriyam eva dhamma bhirga
Yasmai balim taime nama karma
Yasmai balim taime nama karma
Nibandha bandhas chakita vahanti
Nibandha bandhas chakita vahanti
Dhamma birvachi jana nijaya
Yo nama birvachi jana nijaya
Badhanti tantriya eva dhamma bhirga
Badhanti tantriya eva dhamma bhirga
Yasmai balim taime nama karma
Yasmai
By different names. Bachi,
to the Vedic language.
Janam,
all people.
Nijayam,
which has emanated from himself.
Badnati,
binds.
Tantriyam,
to a rope.
Eva,
like.
Dhammabhi,
by cards.
Ka, bulls.
Yasmai,
unto whom?
Balim,
a small presentation of taxes.
Te, all of them.
Ime, these. Nama karma. Of names and different activities. Nibandha,
by the obligation.
Badha, bound. Chakita, being fearful. Vahanti, carry. Translation: just as the driver of a bullock cart ties ropes through the nostrils of his bulls to control them, the Supreme Personality of Godhead binds all men through the ropes of his words in the Vedas, which set forth the names and activities of the distinct orders of human society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra. In fear, the members of these orders all worship the Supreme Lord by offering him presentations according to their respective activities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this material world, everyone is conditioned, regardless of who he is. He may be a human being, a demigod, or an animal, tree, or plant, but everything is controlled by the laws of nature. And behind this natural control is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, Mayajakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. The material nature is working under my direction and producing all moving and non-moving beings. Thus Krishna is behind the natural machine which works under his control. Apart from other living entities, the living being in the human form of body is systematically controlled by the Vedic injunctions in terms of the divisions of Varna and Ashram. A human being is expected to follow the rules and regulations of varna and ashram. Otherwise, he cannot escape punishment by Yamaraj. The point is that every human being is expected to elevate himself to the position of a brahmana, the most intelligent man, and then one must transcend that position to become a Vaishnava. This is the perfection of life. The Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra can elevate themselves by worshipping the Lord according to their activities. Sve sve karmani abhirati samsedim labhate nara. The divisions of varna and ashram are necessary to ensure the proper execution of duties and peaceful existence for everyone. But everyone is directed to worship the Supreme Lord, who is all-pervading. Yena sarvam idam tatam. The Supreme Lord exists vertically and horizontally. Otam protam. And therefore, if one follows the Vedic injunctions by worshipping the Supreme Lord according to one's ability, his life will be perfect. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Atabum bir dvija shresta varnashram vibhagashaha svanustitasya dharmasya samsedir hari toshanam. O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging his prescribed duties, dharma, according to caste divisions and orders of life, is to please Lord Hari. The Varnashram institution offers a perfect process for making one eligible to return home back to Godhead, because the aim of every Varna and Ashram is to please the Supreme Lord. One can please the Lord under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, and if one does so, his life is perfect. The Supreme Lord is worshipable, and everyone worships him directly or indirectly. Those who worship him directly get the results of liberation quickly, whereas the liberation of those who serve him indirectly is delayed. The words Nama Bir Vachi are very important. In the Varnashram institution, there are different names: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasi. The Vak, or Vedic injunctions, give directions for all these divisions. Everyone is expected to offer obeisances to the Supreme Lord and perform duty as indicated in the Vedas.
以这个形式遵守伟大训练的人，人生就完美。 因为圣经国家阿谈文讲，阿他普林瑞扎瑞塔，瓦那阿生米布拉达沙，沙鲁瑞塔西亚达玛沙，萨尼塔哈里托萨诺。在生者中最优秀嘅，结论系履行按照社会阶层名称阶段规定自己嘅职责，所以能够获得最高嘅荣誉与成就，就系取悦人格人手哈里。社會四階層和靈性四個階段的制度，每個生物有資格回歸神手，回歸家園，回到神手身邊，提供了完美的程序。所以社會四階層和靈性四個階段的每一個階層階段的目標都是取悅至尊主。人可以在真正的靈性導師底下取悅至尊主，如果大家這樣做，他們的人生就是完美。至尊主是值得崇拜，每個人都應該直接或者間接地去崇拜。直接的崇拜的人很快速得到解決，而間接崇拜去侍奉他的人，解決就會延遲。以不同的名聲對偉達懷語南瓦比瓦池這個詞非常重要。在社會靈性四個階層的階段，有 Brahmana 啦、Kshatriya、Vaishya、Shudra、Brahmachari、Grihastha、Vanaprastha 和 Sannyasi，這些不同的名稱，偉達繼續用 Work 是劃分了所有這些階層和階段的指導，每個人都應該向至尊主頂禮，履行偉達經中所指明的職責。
Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're hearing Lord Yamaraj instruct his servants, the Yamadutas. The Yamadutas had been blocked in their service and they wanted to bring Ajamil to the court of Yamaraj. But the Vishnu Dutas had blocked them and thwarted their efforts. So the Yamadutas wanted to know, is there somebody other than Lord Yamaraj above Lord Yamaraj? Is there some other controller? We don't like to think there could be any other controller. We think, you know, everyone thinks we're independent, we can do what we like. But we're all under control. We're all under the effects of this, the energy of the Supreme Lord. So in the verse yesterday, we heard two analogies describing how the Lord is controlling everyone. One example was given about the thread, which is horizontal and vertical. So this thread is just like the Lord, everything. The Prabhupada quoted the verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Mata Sarvam, that everything rests on me just like pearls on a thread. Sutre mani gana eva. That just like the pearls are on the thread. In the same way, the Lord is like the thread holding everything together in this world. And then the other example was like the rope put through the bull of the nose, through the nose of the bull. Yeah. So the little boy can lead the big bull. So the same way the Lord is controlling all of us. and we are controlled by the words of the Vedas. The words of the Vedas are like this rope which is put through the nose of the bull. Of course, this is for people who are following Varnashram. Everyone is expected to follow Varnashram. Those who are outside the Vedic system are the uncivilized people. Rakshasas, Yavanas, these people who have no culture, who are barbaric, uncivilized. So according to the different varnas and ashrams, there are different duties. And everyone is expected to follow these different duties. Of course, the ultimate duty of all of these different divisions and orders of life is to please the Lord Hari. Svanustitasya dharmasya samsadir hari toshanam. The perfection is to please, to satisfy the Lord. Dharma svanustitasya dharma. There's another verse, dharmam. How does it go? Shrama eva hi kevalam. The duties executed by all men are only so much useless labor if they do not satisfy the Lord. Dharma svanustita pumsha vishwakshena katastuya notpadaya yadiritim shrama evahi kevalam. This is from the second chapter of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The duties executed by all men are just a useless labor if we do not satisfy the Lord. You may be very expert in maintaining your family. You may be very famous and wealthy. You may be very learned and educated, many degrees. You may be very expert in your profession. You may be a kind, loving person. But if we do not please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is all useless. The ultimate goal of life is to satisfy the Lord. So, does not matter what is our position. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. The business is the same. The business is to please Krishna. You cannot say, no, this is only for the brahmacharis and sannyasis. We are grihasthas, we have other business. You don't know how difficult it is in our grihastha life. You people, you just live in the ashram, you can serve God. But we have families, we have other things to do. But Krishna does not make any distinction. The Vedic regulations are there for everyone. Everyone is controlled. Everyone has the different duties to perform. Right? The brahmacharis, their duty is to study. Yeah, they're supposed to live in the ashram of the guru and study the Vedic literatures. Brahmacharinis also. Actually, there's no real mention because women are, this is different. The scriptures are really meant for men. That's why you don't find brahmacharinis, But anyway, women can also study scripture and learn what is the duty of the women. So the brahmacharis study the scriptures, the grihasthas, they have to do their duties. They have to do charity. And then the vanaprasthas, their duty is to do austerity. Right? And then the sannyasis, they're also supposed to be austere. And they're supposed to be fearless and go and preach everywhere. Like this, so the different duties for different people. The Brahmana, he has to worship the deities. Study the scriptures. And he has to teach these things. And this verse, Prabhupada explains here that we should all, that we have to become Brahmanas. Because the Brahmana is a symbol of the mode of goodness. So we have to come up to that mode of goodness. Develop the Brahminical qualities. Be clean. And be renounced and austere. Wake up early in the morning. Brahmanas cannot be sleeping till 8 o'clock in the morning. Brahmana and Brahmanis. They both have to wake up in the morning, early. And chant the holy name in the Brahma Muhurta. Yeah, so if we're developing the mode of goodness, we have to follow the principles. There are different ways of living and acting which help us to cultivate the mode of goodness. And so Brahmanas don't stay awake all late at night and wake up late in the morning. Brahmanas will sleep early and wake up early. The temples close by 9:30, 10 o'clock at night latest. The temple will be closed. And then it will open 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And so this is a mode of goodness. They take advantage of the auspicious times of the day. You know, if you sleep late and then wake up late, and then you're rushing, you feel tired, and then your whole day is inauspicious. You're always trying to catch up. But when you sleep earlier, when you sleep in the evening, you get better rest than when you sleep in the morning. One hour of sleep in the night is equal to 2 hours of sleep in the morning. So you get better rest when you sleep earlier. People don't know that in Hong Kong. Nobody ever heard this in Hong Kong. Everybody wants to associate with the mode of passion and ignorance. So we are trying to associate with the mode of goodness. We have a different way of living. Of course, we don't just want to simply be Brahmanas. We want to transcend the Brahmana platform and become Vaishnavas. Vaishnava means devotee. So one who is devotee, he will naturally have the quality of the mode of goodness. So we have to develop these qualities of the mode of goodness by associating with the mode of goodness. We eat food in the mode of goodness. We have an environment in the mode of goodness. We keep our temple very clean and pure because this is the mode of goodness. And we dress in the mode of goodness. You know, we don't have the, we are all wearing nice devotional clothes. It's, you know, very much the mode of goodness. When you come in, if you come in your mini skirt, in your jeans, you know, and your hair's all over the place, you know, it's a whole different mood. So all of these things are there to help us to cultivate the mode of goodness. And by cultivating the mode of goodness, then we go on to transcend the mode of goodness. We transcend the mode of goodness by devotional service. By doing everything in relation to Krishna. We don't say, oh, okay, you're grihastha, you don't need to chant, you don't need to serve Krishna, it's only for the brahmanas, only for the brahmacharis and sannyasis. We don't say, oh, deity worship is only for the men, we don't let the women do deity. No, everybody. When you're qualified, then you get that opportunity. So, the duties are all there to help us to satisfy, to please Krishna. But if we don't please Krishna, if we just simply please our own self, then what do we gain? You know, people say, oh, why should I put my hair up? Why I have to tie up my hair? Why I have to wear this piece, this long sari, bind myself up in this, you know. People often complain about this. But when they don't do it, then they just simply follow the dictation of their own mind. And their mind will never be satisfied. Because the nature, within the mind, there's always some lust there. Lust is that desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. So we follow these Vedic rules. Yeah. This is Krishna spoke the Vedas. Krishna has given the Vedas to the world for the benefit of regulating people in their life. Just like that bull is controlled by the rope. In the same way, we have to be controlled by these rules and regulations of the Vedas. So devotee will be very careful to follow these different principles. Because they are coming from the Lord Himself. When we follow these rules and regulations, we make advancement. And as we make advancement, our mind becomes peaceful and we become happy. And the senses are subdued and controlled. And we become free of the effects of passion and ignorance. So Krishna spoke these Vedas for our benefit. Some people think, oh, why I have to be a prisoner like this? I have to follow all these rules and regulations. But there's a benefit by following these rules. Krishna didn't make these rules to punish us and to put us in pain. But he spoke these Vedas to help us to purify ourselves so we can get out of this material world. Of course, if we want to stay here and we want to stay in this material world, we have that choice. We can remain and take birth in many different species. When we go against the Vedas, then you're put into different miserable conditions of life. Okay, any question? Comment? Everybody agree?
How do we draw the line between doing one sadhana at the same time for health reasons? Sometimes devotees may not be able to wake up as a paka sadhaka. And also, there are devotees who are working and they find it difficult to stay awake in the world if you wake up that early in the morning. So it appears that there's a very thin line between
Well, everyone needs sleep. You cannot be a yogi if you sleep too much or sleep too little. So we're not against people having the proper rest. But we have to adjust our lifestyle in order to take get the best benefit from our rest. So I was explaining that when you rest earlier in the evening, you'll get a better rest. But most people, they don't have that habit. You know, they'll sit and watch television and they'll talk and everything and they'll, you know, maybe about midnight they think about going to sleep. So then, you know, and often they eat also late at night, which makes it also very difficult to get a good rest. So people just, they don't have these habits. They have to learn. No, we were fortunate that we could go into the ashram of the Krishna Consciousness Temple and, you know, we learned these things. But most people, you know, they're living on their own, they have their own way, they don't have that habit, you know, they'll sit awake all late at night, even though they could take rest earlier, they'll sit awake doing things, reading and play and... But when they get in the habit of taking rest early, waking up early, they'll feel much better. Mm. Devotees are also working in the daytime. You know, we're not taking rest in the daytime. So it takes some practice, it takes some adjusting of the lifestyle. You have to really want to do it. When you know it is important, then, and if you have that desire, then you can make the arrangement. We are thinking, oh, I don't want to disturb. If I wake up too early, I'll disturb the other people in the building or in my house. I don't want to disturb them. So I'll just sleep a bit. But Krishna himself wakes up early in the morning. And he has the most beautiful wife. And she's embracing him. But still Krishna gets up. Yeah. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.